我们平安又过一个星期。
He has protected us through another week.
我们在这受安息日敬拜神，愿神多多的施恩给我们大家。
Today we get together here to observe Sabbath. May the Lord bless us.
我们旧金山教会有一个读圣经，我们上个月是读到约书亚记。
In our church, we have Bible studies, and last time we have been studying the book of Joshua.
当我们查考约书亚记的时候，就前几章就看到约书亚带领以色列人进入迦南地，在耶利哥神帮助他行了很大的奇事。
And in the first few chapters of Joshua, we read that the Israelites, after going into Jericho, the Lord helped them.
就是他们围攻耶利哥城啊，没有费一兵一卒，只是绕几圈，那个城就把它这个攻下来了。
Without any effort, they attacked the city and broke the city.
但是他们要攻第二个城，一个小城啊的时候，却被敌人打败了。
However, when they tried to attack the second city, which was a small one, they failed.
这到底什么原因呢？
What was the reason?
因为啊，是亚干取了当灭之物。
Because Achan has took the accursed objects.
因此，神就不与他们同在了。
Therefore, the Lord was not with them.
就被敌人打败。
That's why they were defeated by the enemies.
后来就追查这个原因。
And later, Joshua found out the reason.
就查到了亚干，啊，把这个罪啊找出来了。
He discovered that Achan had sinned.
把亚干拉到外边，或他家里的人，他的东西，统统人被打死，东西或人统统用火烧掉。
Achan and his family and his possessions were all stoned and burned.
因为这个亚干取了当灭之物。
Because he has taken the accursed objects.
我们感觉到这件事情对我们有很多的教训。
I believe that this has gives us many good teachings.
所以需要提出来，我们做一个查考。
That's why I brought this up for us to study.
什么这叫做当灭之物？
What are the accursed things?
当灭之物在《申命记》第七章来说，又叫做可憎之物。
The accursed objects in Deuteronomy is also called the detestable things.
就是神所厌恶的东西。
Whatever God detests.
神最厌恶的东西是什么？
What does God detest the most?
就是拜偶像之物。
Things, objects relating to idolatry.
在《申命记》十三章来讲，如果这个城里拜偶像，这个拜得很严重，要把这个人给他打死，东西牲畜全部要给他毁灭。
In Deuteronomy chapter 13, God said that whichever city worships idols, you must stone the people to death and burn all the living things in it.
所以这那些东西都叫做当毁灭之物，当灭之物。
All the things found in the city will be called the accursed objects.
那一起结束的来说，有些东西虽然很漂亮很值钱，也不可以留下来。
In the book of Ezekiel, it tells us that even the things, even if the objects are beautiful and valuable, we should not keep them.
我们弟兄姊妹有时候看到那些东西好像很漂亮啊，很好玩，就把它留起来了。
Sometimes when we look at some objects, they may look beautiful, and we keep them.
好像有的弟兄姊妹他就把那个中国一个那个大肚子罗汉啊，因为有些公司啊很好。送来做纪念品的，啊，他就摆在那个客厅。
And some brothers in our church have put idols, Buddhist idols in their house.
也有人买那个小的佛像，啊，那个白色做的更漂亮，他们就把它啊当纪念品，在那里欣赏。
And some put miniature of the statue of Buddha in their living rooms.
以西结书呢说这些都不行，虽然你很喜欢它。也要把它毁掉。
According to the book of Ezekiel, these objects are accursed, and you must destroy them.
所以我们就知道什么叫做当灭之物了。
Here we can tell what are the accursed things.
就是与拜偶像有关系的一切东西，啊，有直接的，有间接的，都是当灭之物。
That is any object directly or indirectly related to idolatry.
虽然它课程的程度不同，但是都属于当灭之物。
Although the degree of detestable, detest can be different, but they are all accursed things.
我们家里如果有那个东西，神就不与我们同在。
If our family has these kinds of objects, then the Lord will not be with us.
这对我们的信仰影响很大。
And this will affect our faith.
就是我们就会感觉到似乎有神，似乎没有神。
We will start doubting the existence of God.
那魔鬼做工，有时候我们祷告没办法把它赶走。
And when Satan works, we cannot overcome him.
那这样不单是有时候魔鬼会攻击我们的身体，让我们生病，或者让我们家里不平安，啊，夫妻不和，小孩子不乖，很多会造成很多问题。
Then Satan will start to work in our families and create family problems.
那也会影响我们的灵命。
This will also cause our spiritual life.
对我们的灵命影响很大。
And it will have great effect on our spirituality.
因为神不与我们同在。魔鬼就会做工，啊，那他就会阻挡我们读圣经，阻挡我们祷告，我们祷告也没功效，这样我们的信心慢慢就会消失。
Because if the Lord is not with us, Satan will work against us, and he will try to stop us from spiritual cultivation, and eventually our faith will be lost.
更会阻挡我们机会，或者让我们和弟兄姊妹啊，教会的弟兄姊妹发生误会啊，我不要来教会了。
And Satan will try to work within the church and cause divisions, and people will no longer come to church.
到最后，我们不能上天国，就等于跟亚干差不多了。
Finally, if we cannot go to the heavenly kingdom, then we will be just like Achan.
因为新约时代和旧约时代不一样。
The New Testament is different from the Old Testament times.
像旧约时代发完心思要用石头打死。
In the Old Testament time, when you violate the Sabbath, you have to be stoned.
在新约时代，我们什么弟兄姊妹犯了戒律，没人敢打死他。
But in the New Testament, when you violate the Sabbath, nobody will stone you.
因为国家有国家的法律。
Because it is against the law of the country.
我们教会也不能随便打死一个人。
And our church does not stone people to death.
但是他的灵命慢慢就消失了。
However, this person's spirituality will gradually die.
那最后灵命死掉了，所以旧约时代他就是啊，有许多属灵的教训。啊，旧约时代是讲的是肉体，到了新约时代是指我们的灵命。
So we can compare the Old Testament time and the New Testament time and realize that the Old Testament time prefigures the spirituality of the New Testament time.
我们上个星期是已经查考过什么叫做当灭之物，所以圣经都没有查考了。
Last time we have studied the accursed objects.
我们现在是把它复习一下。
We would like to review these things.
我们准备等一下要查考课程之事下半段。
And we will continue to study the detestable things.
不过这两项都有连带的关系。
But these two things are related.
那我们上个安息日有讲过，这是课当灭的物，就是拜偶像的与拜偶像有直接间接的关系的那些东西。
As we have mentioned, all the accursed objects are the things that are directly or indirectly related to idol worshiping.
这样我的弟兄姊妹就很难想象得到，联想到很多东西。
If this definition is given, it is hard to think of objects relating to idolatry.
啊，可能大部分的弟兄姊妹都说，哎，我们哪里有？我们家里都绝对没有。
Many of us may think that we don't have any of these accursed things.
啊，其实啊，不是这样的。
But in fact, this is not so.
啊，可能我们家里多多少少都会有一点。
More or less, in our families, we may have these accursed objects.
现在就把它再说的详细一点。
I would like to go into details.
好像现在台湾流行中那个玉的项链。
For example, in Taiwan, we have.
他们说。
We have a necklace.
那些电视明星都会戴那个，说这个是辟邪的。
And all the stars on TV will wear that kind of necklace, saying that those are talismans.
如果我们有亲戚朋友从台湾来带给你一个这个玉的项链，说这个辟邪，你戴吧。你如果收了，这个就是当灭之物。
And if a friend of yours gives you this kind of necklace and you wear it, then this is an accursed object.
还有什么？我们的父母离世了，或者其他的人呢？我们家的长辈离世了，留下那些纪念品。
Or for example, when your family members pass away and he or she leaves something in the house.
与拜偶像迷信有关系的。
And these objects have to do with superstition or idolatry.
3个月前，小弟就听一位姊妹做见证。
3 months ago, I heard a testimony from one of the sisters.
她说她家里本来是平平安安的。
In the beginning, her family was peaceful.
她先生是一个很好的先生。
Her husband was a very good person.
但是在不久以前，她的家里长辈，她的妈妈离世以后，就留下一些东西纪念品，她分到一个东西叫做念珠，那个佛教啊，那个念经那种珠子。
And when her husband's mother passed away, she left a Buddhist object in her husband's home.
他先生也不晓得这个不好啊，就把它带回来放在家里头。
And her husband did not know what it was, so he brought it along with him to his house.
从那个时候，魔鬼就在他家里做工，甚至于他的夫妇两个也闹了要分居。
From that very moment on, Satan started to work in her house, and they even thought of divorce.
后来才发觉那个东西作怪，把它除掉就好了。
And finally, they discovered that it was the object that caused this division, so they destroyed it, and they were peaceful again.
所以，如果不讲详细，我们不容易这个明白。
So if I did not go into detail, it is hard to understand.
像有一个弟兄他出车祸腿，这个半年多都不会好。
For another example, one of the brothers had a car accident and his leg could not heal.
因为弟兄姊妹都关心他，不然的话他不能上班，生活成问题了。
Because if his leg was not healed, he would have problem going back to work.
就在他家里找到两项东西，一个就是那个大肚子那个偶像。
And we found two things in his house. One of them was the Buddha.
一个就是有一个镜框挂在客厅那头，里头有一个庙，但是看起来不愿意看得清楚，似乎是庙，似乎是凉亭。
And another was a painting of a Buddha's temple on one of the mirrors in his house.
把它打破以后，就毁掉以后，第三天他的腿就可以爬四楼到教会聚会，一个星期以后就去上班了。
After we destroyed these things, he could go to church, and after a few days, he could go to work.
最普遍的是什么呢？相片。
And another most common object, photographs.
我们以前在台湾来的时候，来之前我们去观光，有时候台湾的观光区、大陆的观光区都有庙，在那个庙附近照的相。
Sometimes we might go on tours, and we might have visited temples.
或者我们在那些没有信耶稣的朋友家里、亲戚家里头，客厅的照相后边就是偶像。我们那个照片的后背景有偶像。
Or we might have taken pictures in unbelievers' families, and in the background there might be accursed objects.
这个也是当灭之物。
All these are accursed objects and should be destroyed.
更严重的就是那个衣服啊。我们没信耶稣之前，有的弟兄姊妹是拜偶像的。
And even more serious is that some of the clothes we wear might be used for idol worshiping before.
有的衣服拿到庙里头去杀过那个符水，或者是盖过印，那个东西，那个邪灵做工更厉害。
If the clothes had been taken to the temple to do some rituals, then these objects are accursed.
3个月前，小弟也听一位姊妹做见证，他说他以前就是有一件衣服，不晓得有几件了，现在就是没有出干净，所以魔鬼常常在他家里头，夜晚就会来找他，把他弄醒。
Another sister testified that she had a clothes which was which has been done rituals upon, and Satan tried to bother her all the time.
在台湾有一位姓崔的太太，她那个魔鬼常常会压到她， 耶和亚到他的这个儿子，有时候魔鬼弄的他那个夜晚弄的那个他的仇敌啊什么都会响。
And another sister in Taiwan, she testified that Satan always pressed her on the chest, and Satan played around in her house all the time.
我们弟兄姊妹常常为她祷告，到她家里祷告很久都没有效。
We prayed for her many times, and it was ineffective.
后来才知道，她没有信耶稣之前呢，去因为她生病，到庙里去拜，她那个疾痛啊要过火。这个要买那个布啊，给鸡童那个垫到下边啊，从那个布上走过去。
And later we realized that before she believed in Jesus, she used one of the cloth for the idol worshiping in the temple.
那一块布，她就做了一套衣服在家里头。
And with that cloth, she made she made clothes and wore them.
所以魔鬼赶不走。
So Satan could not be cast out.
啊，以前呢，就是像约书亚带的军队败在埃城的前面，就是败带着敌人就得胜了。
That's the very reason why Joshua's army was defeated in front of Ai.
现在就是神不同在，魔鬼就会得胜。
If God is not with us, Satan will overcome us.
所以我们祷告没有用。
That's why our prayers are ineffective.
因为神不听我们祷告。
Because God does not listen to our prayers.
祷告了很久才发觉这个问题。
After praying for a long time, then we realized the problem.
有的是家里有书，就是与拜偶像有关系的书。
Some people might have books concerning idolatry.
甚至于外教会那个摩门经，都是那个魔鬼就会做工。
Or even the book of the Mormon is also accursed.
那与就是那些佛教的书当然更严重。
Of course, books concerningBuddhism are even worse.
所以我们的有些书都要检查，我们从台湾带来的书啊，看里头有没有偶像与拜偶像有关系的东西。
So we have to check our books and see whether they are related to idolatry.
上个月前，小弟知道一位姊妹，她祷告哈利路亚没办法念出来。
Three months ago, I discovered that one of the sisters could not say hallelujah during her prayer.
我们到他家一看，门口就立了一个那个玛利亚的像。
So when I visited her house, right at the door, I saw a statue of Mary.
是他因为刚买来的房子，那个是卖房子的是天主教的。
She has just bought the house, and the former owner was a Catholic.
当然，他家里还有一些与拜偶像有关系的东西。
And she herself owns some idol worshiping objects.
啊，不过那个玛利亚的像很重要。那除掉了以后，他立刻就可以念出来。他祷告念哈利路亚，就可以念出来了。
After we have taken away the statue of Virgin Mary, she could say Hallelujah in her prayer.
因为她没有圣灵，她不能用灵言，她祷告必须要念哈利路亚。
She did not have the Holy Spirit, and she had to say Hallelujah in her prayer.
就是魔鬼阻挡她，不准她祷告。
Satan tried to stop her from saying Hallelujah.
还有。与圣诞节有关系那些东西，我们也要把它除掉。
And all the things that have to do with Christmas must be taken away.
在德州一个弟兄家里头，就是因为他也是卖新房子，人家剩下的那些东西，他们在圣诞节的时候也把那些小灯泡弄出来玩，啊，挂着玩，结果魔鬼就在家里做工。
One of the brothers in Texas hung little light bulbs during Christmas on the windows, and Satan worked in his house.
啊，弄得家里不和。
Satan created family problems.
那还有什么呢？龙，我们家里如果有龙的那个图片，那个也要把它去掉。
Another accursed object is the image of dragons.
请看启示录。
Please turn to Revelation.
十二章。
Chapter 12.
启示录十二章。
Revelation chapter 12.
第九节。
Verse 9.
启示录十二章九节
Revelation chapter 12 verse 9
大龙就是那古蛇名叫魔鬼又叫撒旦是迷惑普天下的这是说大龙就是古时候那个蛇迷惑下亚当犯罪那个蛇
The great dragon was the ancient serpent that seducted Eve
那他就是 他就是那个龙。
And this serpent was the great dragon.
啊，因为那个古时候的蛇是有脚的，那个龙就是有脚嘛。被神咒住以后，用肚子走路以后，变的就没有脚了。
In the beginning, serpents have legs, but after they were cursed by God, their legs were taken away.
才成为现在的蛇，用肚子走路的蛇。
So they started to walk on their stomach.
这个是迷惑普天下的人呢。
This great dragon is the tempter of all the people.
如果我们家里有那种图片。魔鬼也会做工。
If we keep the image of dragons, then Satan will work in us.
尤其是把它挂在客厅里头的，那个严重性很大。
And even more serious is when we put the image of dragon in our living rooms.
你如果不相信，你发觉我们的弟兄姊妹家里头如果客厅里挂的有龙，三年以上，他的信仰绝对没有办法。
If you do not believe what I'm saying, I can tell you that if one of the believers put an image of dragon in his house, within 3 years, his faith may be lost.
那个龙挂在客厅里三年以上，他家的信仰一定会没有办法再挽救了。
And after 3 years, if you do not take away the thing, his faith will be lost forever.
因为小弟曾经看到过好几户都是这样。
I have seen many examples with my own eyes.
啊，想挽救他的信仰都没有办法了。
It was impossible to save their faith.
这是当面的，我还有很多。
There are many other accursed objects.
因为一下也想不了那么多。
Because I cannot think of all the objects.
我们只是举一个例子说明，大家就慢慢就会去联想很多了。
I have only given you a few examples, and you should think about them.
下边我们要讲可憎的事。
Now we would like to talk about the detestable things.
什么叫做可憎的事？就是神很不喜欢的事情。
What are the detestable things? That is all the things that God does not like.
但是神不喜欢的事情很多。
Of course, God does not like many things.
我们信徒与外邦人通婚，神不喜欢。
For example, intermarriage with unbelievers.
这个马拉基书那里告诉我们叫做可憎的事。
According to the book of Malachi, this is an accursed thing.
我们心里骄傲、行事这个狂傲，这也是神不喜欢的，也叫做可憎之事。
And pride in ourselves and arrogance are also detestable to God.
还有贪婪。这个或杀人流血害人，这都叫做可憎的事。
Greed, bloodshedding are all detestable things.
但其中最严重的就是淫乱和拜偶像。
But among all the detestable things, the most serious are idolatry and idol worshiping.
因为拜偶像就是属灵的淫乱。
Idolatry is spiritual adultery.
先看耶利米十八章。
Please turn to Jeremiah chapter 18.
耶利米十八章。
Jeremiah chapter 18.
耶利米十八章十三节。
Jeremiah chapter 18 verse 13.
所以神如此说：你们且往各国访问，有谁听见这样的事？以色列民行了一件极可憎恶的事。十四节。
14。
黎巴嫩，我们跳过来看十五节。
15。
我的百姓竟忘记我，向假神烧香，使他们在所行的路上，在古道上绊跌，使他们行没有修筑的邪路，就是跌倒了。那所以，神最憎恶的，就是拜偶像。
The most detestable thing to God is idolatry.
除了比拜偶像稍微轻一点的，那就是与世俗为友。
And next to idolatry is being the friend with the world.
就是一切的恶趣。
All the evil practices of this world.
我们看利未记二十章。
Please turn to Leviticus chapter 20.
利未记二十章
Leviticus chapter 20
二十三节
verse 23
利未记二十章二十三节
Leviticus chapter 20 verse 23
我在你们面前所逐出的国民，你们不可以随从他们的风俗，因为他们行了这一切的事，所以我厌恶他们。就是说外邦人的风俗我们不可以随从。
all the customs and traditions of the unbelievers we should not follow.
神非常厌恶的事情。
God detests these things.
为什么神厌恶这些事情呢？
Why does he detest these things?
因为一奉献都与拜偶像有关系。
Because all the customs have to do with idolatry.
也都是与邪灵有关系。
All of them have to do with the evil spirit.
我们看参考以弗所书第二章。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章
Ephesians chapter 2
第一节
verse 1
以弗所书二章一节
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1
你们是在过犯罪恶之中他叫你们活过来第二节
2
那是你们在其中行事为人随从今世的风俗顺服空中掌权者的首领就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵第三节
Three.
我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲随从肉体和心中所喜好的去行本为可怒之子和别人一样风俗都是邪灵在那运行做出来的
All the customs are caused by the movement of the evil spirit
和拜偶像的工作是一样的
It is the same as idolatry.
所以与世俱为友就是与神为敌。
So whoever wants to be friend with the world is an enemy to God.
这些风俗是很多的。
There are many customs in this world.
所以圣经上叫我们要保守自己，不要沾染世俗。
That's why the Bible tells us to keep ourselves from all the worldly things.
世间风俗，也许我想什么风俗，我们大家都没有。
We may not think of.Any customs right off our
heads.
So I would like to give some examples.
像过年
For example,
过年中国人的过年是迷信
The Chinese New Year is a superstition.
说年是一个兽，每到三十晚上，这个十二月的三十晚上会出来吃人。
They believe that the year was a monster who eats up people during the last night of the year.
所以到三十晚上不能出来，都要守夜在房子里头。
That's why people have to wash overnight during New Year's Eve.
大家到第二天见面了以后，哦啊，你运气很好，没有被那个兽吃掉啊！啊，恭喜恭喜啊，过年了。
And on the next morning, when they saw each other sound and well, they congratulated each other with Happy New Year.
就是这个灾难过去了啊，给他恭喜。
They congratulated each other for not having been eaten up by the monster.
这个是迷信。
This is superstition.
所以神不喜欢。
So God does not like this.
叫做可憎之事。
This is a detestable thing.
一位台湾的李弟兄在圣灵报上有写见证。
One of the brothers in Taiwan who wrote a testimony in a publication.
他就是因为过年要去找老板去借钱来买年货，被车。这就神不同在的事情，他就，啊，就会来这个伤害我们的弟兄姊妹。
When Satan knew something is detestable to God, he would work against the believers.
还有节，像端午节
，other feasts or holidays like
端午节在台湾就是中国的习俗是要去祭奖，纪念屈原投江自杀，去。到那个河里头去拜啊
And one of the Chinese feasts is they celebrate they remember a Chinese saint and they worship him in the river
那有弟兄就参加人家的玩龙舟结果腿都摔断了
And one of the brothers attended the feast in Taiwan and he lost his leg
这些事情主要是要警戒我们让我们了解就是纠正我们那种错误
All these things happen because God wants to warn us that we should keep from these things.
肉体受伤害还不是最严重的，我们的灵命将来不能得救才是最严重的。
Physical injuries are not the most serious, but the most serious is our spiritual death.
中国人小孩子过生满月啊，什么要送红鸡蛋
？Or for example, when a baby has a month.People give red eggs.
啊，要过生日要小孩子过生日要吃蛋。
when they have birthdays, they eat red eggs.
现在是用蛋糕代替。
Now we have birthday cakes.
这也是迷信。
All these are superstitions.
因为林姊妹原来没信耶稣的时候，这个是甲状腺很大肿大，来信了祷告就好了。
One of the sisters before she believed, she her thyroid were she had a thyroid problem and after she believed she was well.
我听她做见证，她说就因为吃了生日蛋糕，结果这个啊甲状腺又发大了。
And after, when she testified, she said that after she celebrated her birthday and ate a birthday cake, her thyroid was worsened again.
啊，好比说这日啊，我们搬家呀，去找一个那个算命的呀，啊，看哪一天比较好啦，啊，或者我们要做生意开张了什么，啊，这个也不行。
Or another example is we choose.Days for choose days of good luck to do things.
啊，因为这个结这个介绍婚姻，看合一合这个八字合不合。
Or when we try to try matchmaking, we look at superstitious rules.
因为姊妹就是为了这个事情，因为她合了八字以后要写两张红纸条，一个给男方，一个给女方。
One of the sisters who tried to match make one of the sister and the brother, and she followed this kind of rule.
拿到这个红纸条以后，她骑单车碰人家汽车，把人家汽车给人碰坏。
While she was riding a bicycle, she hit a car and
也是因为魔鬼在她身上是要伤害她。
Because Satan tried to work in her.
住医院的时候，我们去看她，看那个脸色很难看，我们知道是魔鬼做工。
And when we tried to visit her, we looked at her face was all pale, and we knew that Satan was working.
我们为她祷告，她说不要祷告了。
When we tried to pray for her, she said, "Don't pray for me."
啊，我们更知道是魔鬼做工了。
Then we realized that it was indeed the work of Satan.
但是我们还为她祷告，结果祷告好了。啊，才问她你到底发生什么事情。
We still prayed for her, and after she got well.We asked her what was going on.
她女儿就把这些事情告诉我。
Her daughter told me what was going on.
这都叫做可憎之事啊。
All these are called detestable things.
还有看风水。
Or geomancy.
还有别人拜拜帮他的忙。
Or when you help others to worship idols.
我们中国人都是互助了，尤其是以前的乡下人都是。你家里有什么事我来帮你我家里有事你来帮我。
We as Chinese always help each other. For example, when they have feasts, we help them. And when we have special occasions, they help us.
一个弟兄就是参加你的丧礼，人家要办拜偶像的事情，他就帮你打杂，帮你扫地啊，做什么东西，回来就得了肾脏病。
One of our brothers, when his neighbor was having a funeral, he tried to help him out.And did some miscellaneous things. And when he got home, he was sick.
啊，一叫着尿都症了，小便不出来，那个肚子胀的，啊，很大。那个还有一位姊妹，她是到人家里去帮你煮饭。
Another sister who was trying to help her neighbor, one of her friends.
啊，那煎大炸了，那个人家的那个偶像那个太太，她也给她查，啊，也煮东西让人家拜偶像，结果。有一天在教会祷告，我们听着像哭死人一样，就是中国，那个家里死人呢，有些人太太啊，到那坟上哭啊，那个调啊，跟那个一样一样的。
She helped out her friend and she cooked food for her friend to worship idols and when she prayed, she prayed like crying for the dead.
我们就问她，你到底又是发生什么事情
？So we asked her.What happened to her?
啊，她就告诉我们，后来那个工作辞掉，换另外的工作。
Then she told us, and she quit her job and went to another work.
还有一位弟兄深祝福她做生意很好。
And another brother who was blessed by God and was prosperous in his business.
中国人有一种迷信，说这一个人做生意好，我们要向他拿两碗米回来，在那个米上边插香拜拜。我们的生意就会好了。
And the Chinese have a superstition that when a person does good business, we should ask two bowls of rice from him, then we will be prosperous also.
别人要他向他要米，他没有来说这个是主耶稣的祝福，你们来信耶稣就会好。他没有这样向他传福音，真的把米给他了。
When people asked him for two bowls of rice, he did not say that this is the blessing of God, that's why I'm prosperous in my business, but he gave them two bowls of rice.
从那一天，生意就开始整个败坏下来了。
From that very day onward, his business failed.
还有一位姐妹，她一连生了三个男孩子，人家都很羡慕，所以有些老太太呀，她要娶儿媳妇了，就请她去给她的儿子儿媳妇挂文章，说第一胎会生男孩子。
Another sister who had a triplet, and one of her friends asked her to do some rituals for her, and she went.
她就去给人家挂文章，结果自己也得了很严重的病。
Then she has a very serious illness.
这些很多，我们中国人这些戏曲很多，没办法讲的。这个很都讲出来了。
There are too many customs to describe each one by one.
像别人要拜拜呀，就是什么来向我们募捐什么，我们绝对不能够帮助他。
When people are having are worshiping idol and ask us for contributions, we should never help them.
这些都叫做，如果我们帮助他，就是也算是可憎之事。
If we help them, then these are detestable to God.
等于拜偶像一样。
These are the same as idolatry.
像过圣诞节也是。
Celebrating Christmas is another detestable thing.
请看以西结书第八章。
Please turn to Ezekiel chapter 8.
以西结书第八章。
Ezekiel chapter 8.
第八章，这全章都是讲以色列人做一些表面上是拜神，实际上在暗中，就是在他心里头是倾向于偶像。
This chapter describes that the Israelites worship God superficially, but in their hearts they worship idols.
神用异象显明给这个以西结先知看。
God in a vision revealed to Ezekiel, prophet Ezekiel.
连他们的七十位长老和祭司统统包括在内。
Even all the 70 elders and all the priests were included.
那前面这些我们不必看了，我们就看后边与这个圣诞节有关系的。
Let's just read the final verses concerning Christmas.
我们看十四节。
Please read verse 14.
以西结八章十四节。
Ezekiel chapter 8 verse 14.
他领我到神殿外院朝北的门口，谁知在那里有妇女坐着为达摩斯这个哭泣。十五节。
15.
他对我说：“人子啊，你看见了吗？你还要看见比这更可憎的事。”十六节。
16.
他又领我到神殿的内院，谁知在神的殿门口。浪子和祭坛中间约有二十五个人背向神的殿，面向东方拜指头。十七节。
17.
他对我说：“人子啊，你看见了吗？犹大家在此行这可憎的事，还算为小吗？他们在这地骗行强暴，再三惹我发怒。他们手拿枝条向举向地前。”在表面上看起来，那些人都是拜真神的。
Outwardly speaking, these people were worshiping the true God.
而且到神的圣殿去。
They even went to the temple of God.
但是他们的心是倾向于偶像。
But their hearts were toward idols.
我知道十二月二十五就是太阳神的生日。
We know that December 25th is the birthday of the sun god.
啊，就是外邦人拜太阳的日子。
It is the day that the heathens worship the sun.
啊，他们把他，因为拜偶像拜惯了，信耶稣以后必须也要这样做。他们就把十二月二十五改成主耶稣的圣诞节。
Even though they have been converted to believe in Jesus, they still carry the tradition. And on the December 25th, they changed it to Christmas.
因为属神的人。是不需要过生日的。
The people of God never celebrates birthdays.
所以主耶稣他道成肉身，借着玛利亚降生在世上，并没有圣经上你找不到是哪一天降生的。
That's why when Jesus came to this world through Mary, you cannot find in the Bible anywhere about Jesus' birthday.
也，他也绝对不是十二月二十五降生的。
And it is impossible that Jesus had been born on December the 25th.
因为路加福音呢讲，主耶稣降生的时候有牧羊人在旷野牧羊。
Because in the Gospel according to Luke, when Jesus was born, the shepherds were herding the sheep outside the field.
如果是十二月二十五的天气在以色列，那就是冰天雪地，那个羊在外边一定会死掉。
If it was indeed on December 25th that the shepherds were outside the field, the sheep would have died.
所以主耶稣降生不是在十二月二十五，因为主耶稣不喜欢我们给他过生日，也不喜欢我们信徒过生日，所以不把这个日子写出来。
Since Jesus does not want us to keep his birthday, that's why he does not tell us when he was born.
如果我们随着那些外教会去做，这个也叫做可憎之事。
If we follow the customs of other churches to celebrate Christmas, then all these are detestable.
记得在去年的十二月二十五以前，曾有意向先给我们的弟兄看，说你如果庆祝圣诞节就不承认主耶稣。
Last year on December, during the month of December, a vision was shown to one of our brothers, saying that if you celebrate Christmas, then you deny Jesus.
这个见证就在我们中间。
And this testimony happened within our church.
所以我们过这些年节，弟兄姊妹应该要注意。
So we should always be careful during these times of festivity.
我们不要行那可憎之事。
We should never practice the detestable things.
我们不但不要行那可憎之事，我们要看到弟兄姊妹行这可憎之事，我们心里应该要痛苦。
And when other people are observing these festivities, we should feel sad for them.
啊，我们应该要叹息。
We have to sigh.
我们看以西结书第九章。
Please turn to Ezekiel chapter 9.
以西结书第九章第三节。
Ezekiel chapter 9 verse 3。
以西结书第九章第三节。
Ezekiel chapter 9 verse 3。
以色列神的荣耀本在基路伯上，现今从那里升到殿的门前，神将那神传细麻衣、腰间带着梅盒子的人找来。第四节。
Verse 4。
神对他说，你去走遍耶路撒冷全城，那些因城中所行可憎之事叹息哀哭的人，画记号在他额上。第五节。
Five.
我耳中听见他对其余的人说，要跟随他走遍全城，一行其他，你们的眼不要顾惜，也不可怜悯他们。第六节。
Six.
要将年老的、年少的，并处女、婴孩或妇女，从圣所起全都杀尽，只是凡有记号的人不要挨近他。于是他们从殿前的长老杀起。这里说我们如果是啊，自己也不做这可憎的事，我们看到别人做可憎的事，我们会为他祷告，会心里感觉到很难过，这样将来神就会救我们。
Even though we do not do detestable things, but when we see others doing detestable things, we should pray for them. Then eventually God will save us.
将来主耶稣降临的时候，就免于被害、被杀。
When Jesus appears again, we will be saved.
也就是说，这样我们才能够得救。
Then Jesus will save us.
因此，我们要信耶稣。不是好玩的。
Believing in Jesus is not something fun.
我们信耶稣是要到天国享福气的。
The reason we believe in Jesus is to go to the heavenly kingdom to be blessed.
因为我们以前犯了很大的罪，不能进天国。我们的主耶稣爱我们，死在十字架上替我们流血。
In the past, because of our great sins, we could not go to heaven. So Jesus died for us on the cross, so our sins can be forgiven.
主耶稣死是很痛苦的事，我们不能拿它当好玩啊！我们今天参加人家圣诞节去好玩，这啊，这种态度是不对的。
The death of Jesus was a suffering, and it is not right for us to make fun of these events.
所以彼得一再的交代我们，你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
That's why Peter warned us to keep ourselves watch and prayer.
我们在道理上一定要谨慎，不能马马虎虎。
We must be very careful in observing the teachings of God.
因为主耶稣来的日期已经近了。
For the day of the second coming is drawing near.
啊，我们更应该要小心，做事都要注意，看神喜欢不喜欢，神喜欢我们才能做。
We have to be all the more alert and be watchful.
那有些不明白，我们就要祷告，神会。我们如果有诚心祷告，神一定会支持我们的。
Even though if sometimes we do not understand, we should pray to God and God will reveal us.
所以一举动都要小心，这样将来得救才有把握。
If we be alert and be watchful, our salvation can be sure.
这里说连以色列人长老都是都在内了。
In verse 6, it says that even the elders were slaughtered.
只有在这个额上做记号的。就可以免杀了。
Only the people with a mark on their foreheads were spared.
啊，我们一定把这件事情应该要看重。
We have to take serious note of these things.
啊，这件事情是有关我们属灵的生命与肉体的安全。
These teachings has everything to do with our spirituality and our observing the teachings of God.
啊。希望弟兄姊妹多为这件事情祷告，我们让我们有属灵的智慧能够明白。
I hope that all of us may pray about this matter, and so that God may give us wisdom so we can understand.
因为这种可憎的事，就是与拜偶像、与风俗有关系的事情很多，我们在生活在这个世界上，一举一动都会碰到。
There are many customs in this world which have to do with idolatry, and we face them every day.
必须要求圣灵随时提醒我们，我们才能够不去沾染了。
We have to pray to the Holy Spirit to keep us from all these evil things.
也要求圣灵保守我们，我们才不会去干犯。
And we pray to the Holy Spirit to keep us undefiled.
所以一定要万物的结局近呢，要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
For the end of all things is near, we have to watch and pray.
最要紧的就是彼此切实相爱，就是用爱心祷告。
And most important of all is to love one another.
我们看到弟兄姊妹有这种心料可憎的事，我们劝他，他也不听，只有为他祷告了。
When we try to stop people from these detestable things, practices, and if they do not listen to us, we have to pray for them.
啊，为他叹息，为他哀哭。
We grieve and lament for them.
这样就能够。我们就有了基督的心了。
Then we will have the mind of Christ.
将来得救就有把握。
And our salvation will be sure.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.